Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Hei, and we're at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. So yesterday's daf, a rather complicated daf, we saw a halacha regarding somebody that's selling a base core offer. And depending on what language he uses at the time of the sale, that will determine what the halachas of the sale are. The Mishnah specifically was talking about somebody that agreed to sell a base core, but the amount that ultimately was sold was either more than a base core or was less than a base core. Said the Mishnah, if the lashon that was used at the time of the sale was mida b'chevel, I'm selling you a base core and I'm measuring it with a rope to make sure that it's an exact base core. So from there you see that the buyer and the seller are being medactic on it being exactly a base core. So even if it's off by a mashu, the halacha is, the buyer or seller respectively would have to make the other person whole. So that if the buyer ended up getting more than a base core, the buyer would have to give the seller back the overage. If he got less than a base core, the seller would have to make the buyer whole. If, however, the language that was used was base core offer ani moicher lach, hein chaser, hein yasser, they acknowledge that they're not measuring it with a rope, so it's be'erich, it's approximately, give or take, pachas yasser, a base core. There, the halach is that even if it's not exactly a base core, still the sale is going to go through. Stating that, there is a limit at which point we say that if it's so much off of a base core, at that point, the buyer or seller will have to make each other whole. What's that amount? A roiva hakav for each sa'in in the base core. Being there are 30 sa'in in a base core, it'd be 30 roiva hakavs, which equates to 7.5 kavin. So 7.5 kavin for the base core, there we would assume the buyer, the seller would be meichel, being that this language was used. The Gemara discussed, what would be if you didn't say mida bechevel and you didn't say hein chaser hein yasser, but you used the more vanilla term, base core stoma ani meichelach. So the Gemara went back and forth, and Lamaskana, the Gemara came out, stoma nami kein chaser hein yasser dami, that stoma would be like hein chaser hein yasser, meaning, unless you said specifically mida bechevel, we assume that there's an implied mechila. What's the mechila? It's a roiva hakav for each sa within the base core. But the point that we need from the previous sugya to start this sugya is that there's a chilik in halacha. If the language used at the time of the mechira was mida bechevel, or if the language that was used was hein chaser hein yasser. Mida bechevel means we have to be sticklers. We're going to nickel and dime. We have to be medakik. It has to be exactly a base core. Hein chaser hein yasser allows us some flexibility. Says the Mishnah, mida bechevel ani meichelach. What if the meicher said, I'm selling you a base core, and he used the language mida bechevel, but then he continued. He said, hein chaser hein yasser. So at tanst of bedachasinus, he used two contradictory terms. Ari. He said mida bechevel, and he said hein chaser hein yasser. Says the Mishnah, batal hein chaser hein yasser, mida bechevel. The second term that he used trumps, and we say that being that the second thing he said was hein chaser hein yasser, we look at this sale as if all he said was hein chaser hein yasser, mida bechevel. Hein chaser hein yasser mida bechevel. What if he said it in the reverse order? So he didn't say first mida bechevel, then hein chaser hein yasser, but rather he said hein chaser hein yasser, and then afterwards mida bechevel. Halach is the same. Batal mida bechevel hein chaser hein yasser. So again, we take on the second thing that he said, and being that what he said second was mida bechevel, we look at it as a sale of mida bechevel. Says the Mishnah, divrei ben nanis azoy halt ben nanis. So the Mishnah seems to be bringing the opinion of a das yachid ben nanis. Benanis said that if a person uses two contradictory languages, he said mida bechevel and he said hein chaser hein yasser. And again, from the previous Mishnah, you see that the laws of the sale differ depending on whether the language was mida bechevel or hein chaser hein yasser. Whatever he said second, that is what ultimately is going to determine how we view the sale. And the yisoid is based on a sugya that's mentioned throughout Shas. The Gemara over here is going to mention it many places where it's discussed, and that is tafas lashon achron. Benanis holds tafas lashon achron, and it's for that reason that whatever he said second, that's the one that's going to prevail. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah says divrei benanis Tosfos, it's in fact the opinion of Benanis. But the Chachomim, Chaver of Shal Benanis, argued. What did they hold? So the Gemara doesn't say. It says the Rashbam, three lines from the top, Delididu, according to the Chachomim, Havi Mamon Amut V'Safik, we look at it as a Mamon Amut V'Safik, V'Chal. What's the suffix? The mesafkalu iyamina tafas lashon rishon oy lashon achron ki the mefarish like maybe masis and the merchitz. So said Rav that it's true the Mishnah says tafas lashon achron. So whatever you said second, that's what's going to prevail. But zu divrei benanis cholkin all of chaver val benanis. The chachamim argued. The chachamim said that really it's a suffix whether tafas lashon rishon or tafas lashon achron. What do you do if it's a suffix? Mamon hamut of a suffix cholkin b'leishvul. An obvious ha'ara that you have to acknowledge right here. We're not going to go into that today. But an obvious ha'ara is that Rav seems to be saying that if it, the way you look at Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron as a Safik, the Psak Halach is Mamon Amut V'Safik, who holds Mamon Amut V'Safik Chalkin? That's Sumchis, Hamani Sumchisi. But Chachamim argue, the Chachamim holds that Klal Gadol B'din, Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Arayah. So Bishloim, if Rav would have said, Chalkin Olav Sumchis V'Chaverov Al Benanis, I get it. But Chalkin Olav Chaverov sounds like all the Chachamim in Beis Medrash argue with Benanis. What did they hold? Say the Rashba. They held, it's a Mamon Amut V'Safik, that Loch is going to be chalkin. Is that true? If it's a Mammon Amut B'Safik, that Loch shouldn't be chalkin. If it's a Mammon Amut B'Safik, that Loch should be machlekes sumchis and the chachamim. According to sumchis, chalkin. According to the chachamim, it should be zek klal gadol b'din. Hamoitzim mechaveri, all of it right. Just like the chachamim paskin that in the beginning of Perek Shor Shenogeh Chasaparo, and just like they paskin that in Perek Hashoya by a machle par v'chamar and all the other places in Shas where the machlekes sumchis and the chachamim comes up, that should be that Loch here. It sounds like from the Rashbam, even the chachamim are going to agree that this type of mammon amut b'safik, that Loch is going to be chalkim b'lo yishvu. I think the obvious sushdal to this Rashbam is Tosfos and Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Samech Beis and Beis, where Tosfos says that there are times where the Chachamim agreed to Sumchis that Mamon Amut B'Safik Chalkim Alei Shvu. Spoke at a Tzoyis about this once upon a time, so I didn't get a chance to be Ma'ayin and Achreinim, but the at first glance, it would seem from the Rashbam that the Rashbam is saying that even according to the Chachamim, who ordinarily argue with Sumchis, they would agree here, Mamon Amut B'Safik, the Halacha would be Achloiku, Ulai, Taklena Aleph, this is a Tushdal to Tosfos, and Berak HaMoicha Zabayis, HaMech Beis HaMech Beis, where Tosfos already acknowledges that there are exceptions to the rule, meaning there are times where even the Chachamim would agree to Sumchis that the Halacha is Mamon Amut B'Safik Chalkim. But either way, Rav said that the Mishnah that says Tafas Lashon Achroin is Divrei Benanis, but the Chachamim argue, meaning according to the Chachamim Yachloik, Frank the Gemara, Mankomash Mabon, it's Pashit. I needed Rav to tell me here in Perik Base Kor, tucked away above a Basra Kofayim and Aleph, that the Chachamim don't hold Tafas Lashon Achroin. It's a Mefurish Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Bava Metzia, in the end of Perik Ashoyol, Maisa Betzi Poiri Be'echot Shasach Amerchas Mechaber Bishnei Masuzuv and Lushon, Dina Zov Lachidish Bava Maisa Fnei Rishon Mangabli Fnei Rabbi Yisib Amri Yachloik was a Chidish O'Ibur. So what's going on over there? So it's a Mishnah Bava Metzia Kuf Beza Man Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows. Reading from Bava Metzia Kuf Beis, a masker by Sachaver Lashana. If somebody rents his house to his friend for a year, so there's a lease agreement. The lease agreement says that Reuven is going to be living in Shimon's house for a year. Nis Abra Hashana, and now Bezdin made it an Ibriyar. So there's a 13th month. So the question is, who gets the 13th month? Nis Abra L'Soicha. The Soicha gets it. The reason is because the 13th month is an add-on to the year. It's his for the year. Being that it's his for the year. We previously thought the year was going to be 12 months, like most years. This year, turns out, is an anomaly. It's a 13-month year. The extra month is going to go to the Seichel. Hisker loy lechadoshim. What if the lease agreement says that I'm lending it to you for a month? Or 12 months, and you're going to pay me X amount of dollar for every month. Then Nisabra Hashan and Nisabra Lamaskif. There's an Ibiyah, the Masker is going to get the 13th month. Because over here, the lease wasn't for a year. The lease was for 12 months. 12 months is 12 months, whether it makes up a year or whether it makes up 12 thirteenths of a year. At the end of the day, the lease was not for the year, it was for 12 months. Therefore, Nisab Rashan and Nisab Lamaskin. The Mishnah over there tells a story. There was somebody who rented a merchitz to his friend, and he did what the Moicher did in our Mishnah. He used the two contradictory Lashonis. He said, on the one hand, Shneim Aser Zav Lashana. He said, I'm charging you 12 Zav for the year, and then he said Dinar Zav L'Chodesh. For each Chodesh, it's going to be a Dinar Zav. So it's contradictory in the sense of, is it a lease agreement for a year, or is it for 12 months? The nafkamina would be if they're ma'abed the shana. Who's going to get the 13th month? The ma'isa came to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to Rabbi Yosi, and they pass in Yachloikus. So what do you see from here? That when this contradictory language, you don't say tofus loshan achron, whatever he said last, that's what's going to prevail. But rather, Allah is Yachloikus. Afraid the Gemara, why did Rav have to say that Chokin Olav Chaverev al Benanis, although the Chacham didn't say it here in Perik Beis Kor, in Bava Basra Kofay, they said it above a Mitzvah, Dav Kof Beis. It's true, different story. Here we're talking about a Meicher Beis Kor. Did he say Mid Bechevel? Did he say Hein Chaser, Hein Yasser? A real faplonted case here in Mitzvah's Bava Basra. Over there, the case a little bit more straightforward. We're talking about a Maskir Merchetz Lechaveroi. Did he say Shana? Or did he say Shneim Asar?
You would say maybe that's going like some
Chaser. Very good, Shmark. You mean that Knech, that it's all Chaver. I hear. But either way, Freik the Gemara, my Kumash Montonino, isn't it a Mefurish a Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no. Because Imi Hassan, had we only had the Mishnah over there above the Mitzvah, Havamina, I would have thought that really the Chachamim hold Tafas Lashon Achron. If they hold Tafas Lashon Achron, how come over there they said Yachloiku? Because there the suffix is something else. Vikula Meimer, Mahadr Kohadri Bey, Vikula Meimer, Prushe Kamefarish. The suffix over there is something else. Not Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. Maybe the suffix over there is, what did this person mean to say? Meaning, did he mean to be Chayzer? First he said, I'm renting it to you for a year. And then he said, I'm renting it to you for 12 months. When he said, one dinar zahav for each one of the 12 months, did he mean to be chayzer? Meaning he's changing the lumdus of the lease? It's not a lease for a year, it's a lease for 12 months. Maybe that's not what he meant. Maybe what he meant to say was, I'm being mefarish, the payment terms of the lease. He meant to say that I'm leasing you for a year. But you know how you're going to pay me? You don't have to give it to me up front. You're not going to give it to me at the end of the 12 months. You're going to give me one dinar zav every chodesh. The suffix there is poshit what he was thinking. Aval hach over here, devadai kahadir bay. There's no suffix what he was thinking. We know exactly what he was thinking. When he said mida bechevel, he was saying that I'm being medactic. And then he said, hey, chasa and yasu, he's not being medactic. The problem over here is in hilchas lashon. He was slicer himself. So do you take on, are you tefes lashon rishon? Are you tefes lashon achron? Emaloi, maybe over here the chachamim would agree that you're tefes lashon achron. That's why Rav said that no. The suffix over there, above mitzia, is not a random suffix. The suffix is more in the halacha, tafas lashon rishon, tafas lashon achron. If that's the suffix, you can cut and paste it. You can apply it to this mission over here. Thus, chokin olav chaveroi al benan, says the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmul. So Shmuel made a very similar comment to Rav. Zu divrei benan is our mishnah that says tafas lashon achron is shitas benan is av chachamim oimrim. The chachamim hold holach achor pachas shabalushoynes that amoytzim mechaveroi olav arayim. Meaning, whatever Lashon is going to give the buyer less, is going to give him less ability to be Moitzi, that's the Lashon that's going to be the Iker Lashon. So Shmuel said something very similar to Rav, but also something very different than Rav. Shmuel agreed to Rav that Zu Divrei Benanis, that Benanis is a Dasi Yochid in our mission. Rav said, Chokin Olav Chaver Val Benanis, because the Chachamim hold Yachloiku. It's a suffix whether Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. Shmuel said, Cholkin Olav Chaver Val Benanis, not Yachloiku, but rather Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Arai. So whichever Lashon is going to give the buyer, will allow the Moitzi to be Moitzi less, that's the Lashon that we're going to work with. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. The Gemara says, in addition to the nuance between Rav and Shmuel in terms of what the Chachamim are going to hold, the Lashon that Rav used and the Lashon that Shmuel used was not the same Lashon. What was Rav's Lashon? Cholkin olav chaver val benanis. What was Shmuel's lashon? Zu divrei benanis. Says the Gemara. Zu is mashma the loy svirole. This is shitas benanis, but me, Shmuel, I don't hold like benanis. Straight to Gemara, is that true? Does Shmuel not hold like benanis? Shmuel doesn't hold tafas lashon achri v'rabbi Shmuel damin chavai. Rabbi Shmuel both said, korbish loy shemani meichelach. If somebody tells his friend, I'm selling you a kor. So we know what a kor is now. For shloishim slaim, so each sa, kor is made up of 30 sa, each sa is going to be sold for one seller. Yachalach sabayafil b'sachrein. The sa, or the kor chitin that's being sold is metaltalin. Metaltalin's nickname is b'meshicha. The kinyan is not fartig until the buyer does meshicha on the kor. Being that he said, I'm selling you an entire kor, the shloishim slaim, until the buyer does meshicha on the entire kor, the transaction is considered not consummated. The buyer or the seller are able to back out. Even if he did meshicha on 29 of the 30 son, it doesn't matter. Because the sale was for 30. And until you do meshicha on 30, as if you didn't do meshicha at all. What if What would happen if he says that I'm selling you a kor for 30, and then he said sabisela? The Gemara leaves that one piece. What would be if he said, I'm selling you 30 sa, each sa I'm selling for a sella? So then it's pashat halacha would be that as the buyer does meshicha on each individual sa, that meshicha consummates the mekach of that sa, and at that point you wouldn't be able to be chayzer. Because over here you're not selling a bulk of kor, one sale for 30 slon. Here you're selling 30 individual sa'im for 30 slon. Sayim and slide. It's 30 individual sales. So whatever you did Meshichan, that you wouldn't be able to be cut. Here's the Shaila. What would be if you use both Lashaynis? He said, Kor b'shloishin. I'm selling you the whole Kor for 30 slum. And then he said, Sabesela. Each Sah is going to be for a seller. So you have contradictory Lashaynis. Where does a Chapten Afgamina? Again, if the buyer did Meshichan some, not on all, could it be Chayzer? Could it not be Chayzer? Says Rav and Shmuel, the Omri Travayu, Rishon Kana. The Halach is that whatever you did Meshichan, that's what's going to be Koina. Now, what's Pashup Shad in this? Lechura. Pashup Shad is Kustafas Lashon Acher. First he said Kor B'Shloishim, and then he said Sabesela. So Sabesela would imply Rishon Rishon Kana. So it sounds like Shmuel is Paskining Tafas Lashon Acher. So what's the Kasha? Shmuel said on our Mishnah, where Benanis said Tafas Lashon Acher, and Zu Divri Benanis. And Zu Divri Benanis, the Gemara holds, is Mashma Zu Veloist Virulei. Varavish Muldami Travayu. Tafas Lashon Acher, says the Gemara, you're right. Ella Zu Vesvirulei. You have to say that Shmuel really holds Tafas Lashon Acher, not Zu Veloist Virulei. So for whatever reason, the Gemara thought Zu is Mashma Veloist Virulei. The Gemara has no problem switching and saying Zu really means Vesvirulei. But the Gemara says, Mi Svirulei. Gemara's not happy. Could Shmuel really hold that Tafas Lashon Acher? But Shmuel said, but Baba Emsa Hachodesh Askinon, regarding the Mishnah where the person rented a Beis HaMerchitz and he said contradictory language. He said first, I'm selling it, I'm renting it to you for a year for Yud Beis Chodesh and for Yud Beis Zehuvim. And then afterwards he said, each chaydish is going to be for one dinar zah. So there was contradictory language. What did the Mishnah paskin? The Mishnah paskin yachloik. Said Shmuel, the only time the Mishnah said yachloiku is bababa emsa chaydish. It's if the soich already lived there 2 weeks out of the 13th month. He didn't live the second 2 weeks of the 13th month. Be'emtza chaydish, over there the halacha is going to be yachloiku. And the reason is, because being that the soicher is muchzik on half, the 2 weeks that he was there, the masker is muchzik on half, the 2 months that the soicher wasn't there yet, so therefore, each one's muchzik on half, each one's going to end up getting half. Like shnayim meichas of the talis. Each one's muchzik on half, each one's going to end up getting half. Avu b'bab b'tchilas ha'chaydish. But let's say this case was brought to Bezin in the beginning of the month, kulo masker. Being that the soicher wasn't machzik yet in the 13th month, it's all going to belong to the masker. B'soich v'achoydesh, if it would come to Bezin at the end of the 13th month, kulo l'soich, being that the soich was there already, he would end up getting. So what do you see? You don't say tafas lashon achron. Because if you'd say tafas lashon achron, the lashon achron was, I'm renting it to you for 12 months. So it's poshet that it would be kulo l'masker. You see that you say, really, hamoitzim echaveri olvarai. In fact, Shmuel said the reason the Mishnah paskin yachloiku, it was baba emtsa achaydish. So each one was a muchzik on half. Meil halacha was yachloiku. So really, what does Shmuel hold when you have a situation of a lashon rishon and a lashon achron? Your toughest, you say yachloik, you say hamoitzim echaveri olav harai, which is what Shmuel said is the sheet of the chacham. Shmuel said on the Mishnah zu divrei benatz, but the chachamim argue. What do the chachamim hold? What's the svar? What's the methodology of pachash abalushoynis? But then the Gemara said, "Rabin Shmuel Amir Chavayu Tavas Lashon Acher." Okay, zuvas virle. But the Gemara says you can't say zuvas virle either. So what in the world is going on? Says more ela va'olam zuvalois virle. Really, Shmuel said zu devi bananas. He doesn't hold like bananas. Shmuel clearly does not hold Tavas Lashon Acher. Because if Shmuel held Tavas Lashon Acher, he would hold Tavas Lashon Acher in Masechtes Bava Mitzia Daf Kuf Beis as well by the Merchitz. He didn't say that. The Hossam Tamamai, so what's Pshat then that Shmuel holds? In the case where somebody sold a Kor B'Shloishim Sabesela, Rishon Rishon Kana, we thought it's because of Tosef Lash Rishon. No, the Gemara says Pashat, Hossam Tamamai, Mishum the Tafis, Hachanami Hatafis. What did we just say Shmuel Shita is? Why did Shmuel Paskin Yachloiku B'Baba Emsa Chodesh in the Mishnah and Perak HaShoyal? It's because what do you do in a case where there's a Lashon Rishon and a Lashon Acher, and you have a Safik, and you leave it by the Muchzik? You say, Amoitzim Echaveroi, all of a raya. So whoever's muchzik, he gets it. So bab betchilas ha'chaydesh kulei lamaske. Bab besayif ha'chaydesh kulei lasayche. When did the Mishnah say yachloiku? But bab beemtza ha'chaydesh, because each person was a muchzik kaneh. Meaning, you live by the muchzik. That's why Shmuel holds rishon kana. You know why Shmuel holds rishon kana? Kur b'shloishim sabesela really is a mamon amut besafik. What's the halacha mamon amut besafik? According to Shmuel, not like the Rashbam spoke at the beginning of the sugya, that halacha is a moitzim echaver all of a raya. You're gonna leave it by the muchzik. You're gonna leave it by the muchzik. Who's the muchzik? So if the buyer already did Mashicha, Rishon Kana, you can't take it away from him. Not Patiris Vadai Rishon Kana because Tafas Lashon Achron, and the Lashon Achron was Sobisela. Rishon Kana because it's a Safik. And if it's a Safik, you're going to leave it by him. Hamoitzim Echaveroi, oh love, oh Raya. Either way, the Gemara comes out that Shmuel Shita is Zu Divri Benanis, Zu Veloy Sfirulei, Benanis Taka holds. That Tafas Lashon Achron, Shmuel holds really it's a Safik whether Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. What do you do when you have a Safik? It's a Mamon Amutab Safik, Hamoitzim Echaveroi, Oliver Raya. That's why Shmuel Paskind by the Masker, Yachloiku Dafke Bababa Emtza Chodesh, and that's why Shmuel Paskind over here, Rishon Kana, not Rishon Rina Kana, Kur Bishloishim Sabesela because Tafas Lashon Achron, but Rishon Kana because Hamoitzim Echaveroi, Oliver Raya. Another memra from Rav on this note. Omer Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav. They used to say in the yeshiva of Rav, Estira Meya, Moi. If somebody says that I agree to sell something, I'm going to sell it for Estira, and then he said Meya Moi. So an Estira is made up of 96 prutos. Meya Moi is 100 mois or 100 prutos. It's not the same number. Estira is 96 cents. Meya is 100 cents, it's a dollar, $96 or $100. So first he said, I'll sell it for istira, and then he said, Meya Moy. What's the halacha? Meya Moy. That's the one that prevails. If he said, Meya Moy istira, he said in the reverse order. First he said, Meya Moy, and then he said, istira. What prevails then? Istira is going to prevail. That's what Rav said. Freak the Gemara. My Kamash Malon, Tafas Lashon Achron. What was Rav coming to teach us? That Rav holds Tafas Lashon Achron. Ha, Amra Rav, Chada Zimra. Rav already said Tafas Lashon Achron. Where did Rav say Tafas Lashon Achron? So what would you say? Kor B'Shloishim Sabazela. That was Rav and Shmuel the Amri Travayu. But we just proved already that it's not Muchach from there that Tafas Lashon Achron. Shmuel also said it, and we know Shmuel doesn't hold Tafas Lashon Achron. But the Gemara says, I have another Rav. Dama Rav. Rav said regarding the story, the Maisa B'Tzipori, Be'echot She'Sachar Merchatz Mechaveroi B'Shnei Masu Zav L'Shana. Mini Dinar Zav L'Chodesh. So the Maisa came before the Gedolei Atanoim, Lefnei Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lefnei Rab Yis. And what did they say you do with the 13th month? Yach Rav argued. Rav said, "Avoy hasam, fault ich givein darten. Have your hivna kula the masker. I would have given it all to the masker. Why would Rav have given it all to the masker? Because Rav held tofes lashon achron, and the lashon achron was shneim aser zahav luchaydesh. Each month is going to be." One dinner's off. And the Lashon Achron benefited the masker. So Rav said, although the Mishnah paskin yachloiku, I myself would never have held yachloiku because I hold toughest Lashon Achron. And the Lashon Achron implies that it all belongs to the masker. So Freit the Gemara, why did Rav have to say istera meyamoy? Meyamoy. Meyamoy istera, istera. You always go based on what was that second. You always go based on the Lashon Achron. It's true Rav holds toughest Lashon Achron. Bomra, Rav chadazimna. Rav said it already. Where did he say it? He said it in when he said that I argue with the Psak Halacha of the Mishnah said that above my Slif Nair Shem Gamliel Slif Nair Rabbi Yosi and they passing Yachloik was a Chodesh Yibur that we look at it as a Safik. What's the Safik? Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. I hold like bananas. I hold Tafas Lashon Achron and I hold that Zichar would have gone Kuloi Lamaskus. Again, the Kash is why Rav have to say it twice. So the Gemara says the same thing that it said in the beginning of the Sugya. You can't prove anything from the case of the Merchitz because Mao Detema, I would have thought Prushe Kamavarish. Over there, you could have always said that it was never really a contradiction between the Lashon Rishon and the Lashon Achron. Over there, there's mokim to say that the Lashon Achron was being mefarish the Lashon Rishon. So it's for that reason over there, Rav holds tough as Lashon Achron. But when there's a blatant contradiction between the Lashon Rishon and the Lashon Achron, how do I know Rav would hold tough as Lashon Achron? That's what Rav Huna said. Amri Bei Rav, they used to say in Yeshiva from Rav, Istra Meyamoy. Being that you said Meyamoy second, the Loch is Meyamoy. Meyamoy Istra. Being that you said Istra second, the Loch is going to be istera. So what comes out over here, just one interesting thing to put it all together, right? We're learning the sugya of Tafis Lashon Rishon, Tafis Lashon Achron. This is again a sugya that comes up many places in Shas. What were some of the places that was discussed in the sugya? Let's just review it quickly. Number one, our sugya. Somebody sold a base court. He said, I'm selling it midah bechevel, and then he said, I'm selling it hein chaser, hein yaser. If you say midah bechevel, then you medakte kuchot asayra. If you say hein chaser, hein yaser, then there's some flexibility as per yesterday's daf. So which one is it? Is it midah bechevel or is it hein chaser, hein yaser? It depends. Tafas Lashon Rishon, Tafas Lashon Achron. The second case was a masker, merchatz, bayis l'chaver l'shon. Somebody rented a house to his friend for a year. If he said, I'm renting it to you for a year, and Nisabra Hashanah, the 13th month, belongs to the Seicher. If he says, I'm selling to you for 12 months, Nisabra Hashanah belongs to the Masker. What if he said both? And there was a Maisa Shahoya in Tzipoiri. It wasn't a Bayis, it was a Merchitz, where the lease said a year, and then it said 12 months. So you have, again, contradictory language. Tafas Lashon Rishon or Tafas Lashon Achron. A third case that the Gemara discussed, where somebody's selling a court, which is made up of 30 saw, he says that he's selling it for 30 slot. If he says, I'm selling the core for 30 slum, we look at it as one mechira. If he says, I'm going to sell you the 30 sa'im in the core for 30 slum, then we look at it 30 individual mechiras. The Ma'inaf Kamina, if the buyer did meshich on some, not on the other. Could we back out or could we not back out? If there's 30 individual sales, then whatever he did meshich on, you can't back out of. If it's one big bulk sale, then until you do meshich on everything, you are able to back out. And then finally, the last case was the most straightforward, where somebody said, I'll sell it to you for 96 cents, and then he said a dollar. $1.96. Istra me'amoy, me'amoy istra. Again, Tafas Lashon Rishon or Tafas Lashon Achron. What's interesting, what comes out is it's machlek is Rav and Shmuel, halacha l'maisa. Whether you say Tafas Lashon Achron or whether you look at it as a mamon amut b'safek. Rav clearly said, that's the whole small amud base. Rav shita is that Tafas Lashon Achron, like bananas in the Mishnah. Shmuel clearly said, zu divrei bananas, zu veloy svirale. That's the maskonas ha-gemara. Shmuel holds that you look at it as a mamon amut b'safek. What do you do with it as a mamon amut b'safek? So Shmuel said, you're going to say a moitz mechaber al v'raid. Rashbam in the beginning of the sugi said maybe over here even the chum would be moitz to sumchis that you're going to look at it as a yachloiku. But the bottom line is halacha l'maisa according to Rav with a klarkeit tafas lashon achron. According to Shmuel, it's a mamon hamulta besafik, and you have to dine it the way you dine all sveikas. You say yachloiku, or do you say a moitz mechaber al v'raid? So Rashbam just speaks out one nice knetch just to put a ribbon on this, and that is the Gemara said an amidah of Rav Shmuel the Amrit Ravayu Kor b'shloishem ani meichelach yachal achz be'avod the b'sach right Kor b'shloishem sab b'salani meichelach. If you use contradictory language, Rishon Kana, it was Rav and Shmuel the Amrit Ravayu. So we like to say that the Gemara, whenever Rav and Shmuel said the same thing, finds it newsworthy. Rav and Shmuel the Amrit Ravayu. Rav and Shmuel saw everything up. They argue in Agadat the Gemaras. Achashverish, Melachacham, Melach Tipish, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Everything is a Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. So if Rav and Shmuel were the Amrit Ravayu, wow, it's news. Dr. Rashbam, don't get so excited. Because although Rav and Shmuel both said the same halacha, they really don't agree. It's Velav Mitamayu. Rav Paskin, in the case of Kur, Bishloishim, Sobis, Sela, Rishon Kana, Kos, Tafas, Lashon, Achron. Shmuel Paskin, Rishon Kana, because the Maman Amut Besafik. So as much as the Oikech, already the Mashichon, you have no way of taking away from it. So it's true, the Amrit Ravayu, they both are going to agree, Rishon Kana, but, and in that, from that standpoint, it is Rav Shmuel Amrit Ravayu. But really, as it relates to the underlying reason, it's not Amrit Ravayu. They argue. Rav holds Tafas Lashon Achron, and Shmuel holds that you look at it as a Mamon Hamutal B'Safek.
It's even more mordoy, because when Rav said it, he didn't say
he didn't say a very good Rav.
Yeah, that was Rav's memory.
So what Morty's saying is beautiful. Shmuel's lashon was zu divrei bananas. Rav didn't say zu divrei bananas. Rav said chalken olav chaveri al bananas. What's the difference in the nuance in that lashon? Because the Gemara said zu is v'loy svirle. So Shmuel is shitasay who maskanas a Gemara holds that you look at it as a mamon amut b'safik. So he said zu divrei bananas zu v'loy svirle. Rav, who lemaskanas a Gemara holds Tafas Lashon Achron like bananas, he couldn't say zu divrei bananas, because again, zu would be mashma v'lo yisvirle. So he used a different language. He used chalken olav chaver al bananas, zei gishmak. Bottom line, that is the end of today's daf. So before we go weiter, I figured just to find a way to lighten up Perek Beis Kor. Somebody was telling me this week that, you know, when you learn a yeshiva, there's certain pakim that are very hard. And then, al zbalabas, you learn a daf yoimi, it's not so hard. and vice versa. There's certain prakim that I guess you don't learn in yeshiva, but when you learn it out, balo bust their hard in yeshiva, beiskor is hard in yeshiva, it's hard in dafyoimi. It's complicated either way you go. So I figured just to lighten it up a little bit, maybe go back to some of the raid that we were talking about last week. We spent 2 days on it, so maybe we'll be mashlim some geshmaka light yisoidi raid that we talked about last week. So it all began with a Gemara once upon a time on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. The Gemara there brought Halach of Rabbi Eliezer. We know that Nechasim Sheesh Ma Machrayis nicknamed Bekesef Shtar V'Chazaka. So Kesef Shtar is straightforward. What's Chazaka? Sugis and Cheskes Abatim. Usually Chazaka means no gadol part. Said Rabbi Eliezer that if somebody wants to buy a field and he wants to be coined of the field B'Chazaka, he doesn't have to be no gadol parats. If he walks the field La'orkul L'Rachba Hiluch, that in itself would constitute kinyan. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say Hiluch is not a kinyan. Said the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer, he learned it from Avram Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. And then he gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. He told Avram, "Kumis alich ba'aretz la'arkul u'rachba ki l'chotinet." Says Rabbi Eliezer, Avram Avinu was koine Eretz Yisrael. He was koine on behalf of his einoklach, but he was koine. And how was he koine? Kumis alich ba'aretz. It must have been kinyan chazaka. Now he didn't do nol gadar u'paretz. He walked. So you say meres that hiluch is going to be a kinyan. Chachamim argue, but that is shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So we mentioned last week the Mishlo Melech's kasha. Mishlo Melech asks that the Rambam says in the end of the first paragraph of Hilchos Mechira, Hagoy ein boy chazaka, that if a guy wants to be kind of something, karka, he can be coined in one way, kesef and shtar, not oy kesef oy shtar. He needs to pay cash geld, plus they have to document it in a shtar, then he can be koined. But without kesef and shtar, a guy has no ability to be koined. So, for example, chazaka, which ordinarily is koined, says the Rambam, and I quote, Hagoy ein loy chazaka. Break the Mishnah Lamelech that Avram Avinu koined the Matan Torah when he was koined Eretz Yisrael. L'chura was a Benayach. How could he have been a Yid? There was no such thing as a Yid before Matan Torah. So, if he wasn't a Yid, he was a Benayach, how could he have been koined Eretz Yisrael? Behiluch, which is a form of chazaka, according to Rabbi Eliezer. If Avraham Avinu was a benayach, Avraham Avinu was a goy, hagoy ein loy chazaka. Azoy freik the Mishul Melech, says the Mishul Melech, this is a raya, another raya to my thesis, that I believe that the Avos HaKadoshim, who kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even before Matan Torah, it elevated their status to the status of a Yehudi, that had a din of a Yid. So if Avraham Avinu had a din of a Yid, he was able to be koina. Because it's true, Ben Noach is like Chazaka, but Avram Avinu wasn't. I was before Matan Torah. Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Ekev Hashasham Avram Bekoili. Avram Avinu kept the Torah, and once he kept the Torah, he had dinner with, and it wasn't just Avram Avinu. It was Yitzchak, it was Yaakov, it was the Shvatim. Any person that kept Kol HaTorah Kula before Matan Torah had a dinner with Yisrael. Bottom line, Azoyzok the Mishnah Nach. Freik Rab Kiveger in his Hagoyis on the Brashas Drachim. Rab Kiveger wrote Hagoyis on the side of his Brashas Drachim. A Gilian on the Brashas. This catch is quoted in the Sefer Ksav V'Chosim Simen Sa'afrek Reb Kiveger. No niach the Mishnah Melech's right that the Ovis before Matan Torah had a din of a Yisrael, being that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. But that's poshut that was only after Avram Avinu did Bris Milah. When Avram Avinu did Bris Milah, you can hear that maybe Avram Avinu had a din of Yisrael. But before Bris Milah to say that Avram Avinu had a din of Yisrael, loy shamanu v'loy reyinu, such a gevaldig chiddush. And in fact, Rabbi Kiveger says that this chiddush in the Mishnah Melech is a mefurish Ramban. It's an end of Parshas Amar. He brings a machloikis between the Chochmei Tzarfas and other Chachamim, whether the others had a din of Yisrael before Matan Torah, or they didn't have a din of a Yisrael. But he says, poshet, that even on the tzad, that the others had a din of a Yisrael, it was only negeah once they had Bris Milah, from a time that Avram Avinu had tzich gemalit, when he was 99 years old, from their point forward. Freik Reb Kiveger, this posik, kumis alich ba'aris l'orgul rachba, happened in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu was 75 years old in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu wasn't going to do Bris Milah until he was 99 years old. That means at that point, it's poshut he was a ben noyach. So how could the Mishnah Melech answer his kasha? That the Rambam says, Agoyein l'chazok, so how was Avram Avinu able to be koin Eretz Yisrael behiluch by saying that he had a din of Yisrael? L'chur, this is before Bris Milah, and it was before Bris Milah. It's a dover poshut ad l'moed that Avram Avinu did not have a din of Yisrael. Now, it's interesting that Reb Kiveger says for a dover poshut, this Reb Kiveger says for a dover poshut, that it would have been shayach that it would have been shayach, the concept of a Yisrael, before Matan Torah, but albeit, la'achar b'smilo, one sign of the Mishnah Melech, so there's a yeshiva shemara mokim for this, and that's the Brisker Rav and Sefer. It's in Parshas Boy. The pasuk says, v'chi yogur itcho ger, v'oso pesach l'ashem. So Brisker Rav, small piece, on that pasuk says, that the Ramban says, that pasuk, v'chi yogur itcho ger, v'oso pesach, was referring to Pesach Mitzrayim. Says the Rav, Ulafize, Hare Mavur, Lehedya Bekosov, that Din Geirus Hoysagam Koyda Matan Torah. That it was possible to have Geirus before Matan Torah. It brings a riot from the Gemara Yavamas Tav Kufa Mibes. We spoke at this Gemara last week. That Hashem told Avram Avinu, you're not let him marry a Shifcha Knanis. Says the Brisker Rav, a Shifcha Knanis? How could you have a Knanis if you don't have a Yisraelis? So I quote, Hare the Iko Nochris, the Iko Yisraelis. Avshein of Yisrael Avram, even if you're not Mizar Shal Avram. So you see, there was a concept of a Geirus. He brings a raya from the Gemara of Yisrael, Taflam and Vavam and Beis. And perhaps the best raya of all is the Gemara Mesachtes Soit, the Gemara Mesachtes Megillah, Vatirud Bar Sparid, Lirchatz Ayor, Lirchatz Megilul Beis Avio. And Rashi says, Mefurish, that she went to be Toivel Lashum Geirus. So you see that there was a concept of Geirus. So that's Poshet, that there could have been a concept of Geirus. But Rabbi Kivegra is asking, in order to do Geirus, you have to do a Maisa. You have to do something. So once there was a Bris Milah, so you have some sort of Maisa Geirus. But before Bris Milah, L'chura, where was there a Maisa Geirus? So we mentioned last week that the Marsha, Mesachtes Yevamos, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, says the same thing. The Marsha says, too, that although Avram Avinu had maybe a din of Yisrael, and Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, but it was only after Bris Milah. Koyde Bris Milah, he didn't. In fact, the Marsha proves it, Ba'oifen Nifla, from the Reims Kasha. Because one of the biggest kashas that are asked is that how was it that if Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, afilu Erev Tavshilin, hayitachin that Avram Avinu didn't do Bris Milah before HaKadosh Baruch was Metzavet? So yes, last week we spoke at the Brisker Rav, we spoke out some raid on this. The emphasis is just to add a little fuel to the fire. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Tafayin Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says, Omer Rabba Barav Yitzchak, Omer Rav, lo nitna priyas Milah l'Avram Avinu. We know that Mila is made up of two components. There's Mila and there's Priya. Mila is removing the Arla, and then there's Priya that's exposing the skin so that the child looks mahal. So the mitzvah Priya says, the Gemara, like nitna l'Avram Avinu. It was first given to Yeshua Benon. Says Tosfos, often art, umiko makoim Avram para milasam. It's Pasha Avram Avinu did Priya. Afogav to lein etzdava. Kudom ebebrejus rabbit. Afil Erev Tavshilin kai. If he kept Erev Tavshilin, he didn't do the mitzvah Priya. So you see, Tosfos says Meforish that he kept the mitzvah Priya. So it's such a Tmiya. He did Priya without Mila. He did Eruv Tavshilin. Every mitzvah under the sun, Avram Avinu was Mekayim. But for some reason, the mitzvah of Mila, that he wasn't Mekayim. So again, we spoke at a few Mahalchim last week, but in Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, I found a Dover Chodesh, and that is B'shim D'Chsam Sofer. That D'Chsam Sofer said a different Mahalch. And that is, he says that L'chayro kosha, al etz a mitzvah smila. He says, I don't understand mitzvah smila. Kiva the ikka miyuta, the mesa machvah smila. There are children that lo'yaleinu die from bris smila. It's the ich mo'yalim. How do we ever do bris milah? The afal pi deroiv ein mason, even though most don't die, ein holchem be pekuach nefesh achar aroiv. V'chashinan af lemiyuta demiyuta shem yamos. The af Shabbos nitchasam epshum sofik pekuach nefesh. You mefakchen all of us like golf. There's a tiny percent chance that maybe you're going to be able to save a life. So freik tchsam soifer. How do you ever do bris milah? V'tzorch leima. You have to say the kachu am mitzvah b'milah. That is the mitzvah. The afal pi shall be derech ateva miyuta mason. Even though sometimes some of them die, afilu hachi tziva Hashem lomul velezel kan basa roiv af bepikuach nefesh vim kein asi shapa lomul emol Avram atzim mikoyim. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the case. It's very geshmak why Avram Avinu didn't do bris milah before the tzivoy. Ki yesh kan sofik bepikuach nefesh, because it was a sofik bepikuach nefesh, and now he didn't have the mitzvah. See, he had no gerech to put his life at risk to go ahead and Fardin the pekuach nef mitzvahs mila. V'rak achakach, it was only afterwards. Then it stava all of me Hashem. We already had the mitzvah Hashem. At that point, it was molatzmoy. So says the Chassam Sofer, meaning that every mila involves risk. No, kol kavod is a mitzvah mila. Okay, mitzvahs bekach shani. Hachichai v'rachmona. Just like the Torah says, do yibuman and eshes ach. The Torah says, do mila, even though there's a miyuta de miyuta chance that maybe something is going to happen to the child. But Avram Avinu, who didn't have the mitzvah yet, koydem atzivoy, he would have had no right to go ahead and do it. Now, the truth is that this idea that Mila involves rifts, we've spoken about this in the past. It's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mezayin Amidbeis. The Chassam Sofer himself in a Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Reish Memhei is Meirich on this. The Chassam Sofer over there quotes this Gemara. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that talks about how Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem, and we tell Hashem, Alecha hiragnu kol hayom, that we're willing to literally give up our life for you. Whatever we need to do, we're willing to do. Says the Gemara, what is it referring to? Reb Shmuel Levi Amazu Mila. What's the Alecha hiragnu kol hayom? It's referring to the mitzvah Mila. Says Rashi, hiragnu kol hayom, the zimnin de mayas. Because sometimes children die from bris milah. So you see this idea, it's a mefurish chazal, that we turn to Hashem. Alecha hiragnu kol hayom. Chasam Sofer over there, I heard this from my good friend Levi Chomsky, says a beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Milah, says as follows. Katan shenimtza b'shminish ala yarek. A katan, it's his eighth day, it's time to do milah b'zmane. The baby's green, ain moila noisai. You don't do bris milah, achipa paidam, until the natural color of the baby returns. V'yachseru marav kemara haktanim habriyam. And the child looks like a healthy child. V'chenim haya adam yosef. The child was too red. Kemay shetza ein moila noisai achayivloi boi damai. V'yachseru marav kishar haktanim. V'bneish is echayli. And the reason is because the child is clearly not well. And therefore, you're not going to risk the child's life to go ahead and do bris milah. Says the Rambam, "V'tzorich li'zor b'dvar melo harbi." You have to be very careful with these halachas. Ve'ein moilin elo yelet she'ein boy sham chayli. You don't do bris milah on a child unless you know the child is 100% okay. And the reason is she'sakonis nefashis doiches akol, because akonis nefashis is doich everything, not everything. Three averus chamuris, avid zogi lashvi chazam na. But other than that. Sakonis nefashis is doich every, and then the Rambam continues. The ef shalom la'achas man. It's possible to do bris milah la'achas man. The ef shalachser nefesh echad miyisrael loyim. Says the Rambam, make a cheshbon. If something happens to the child, you're not going to be able to undo that. But if the child doesn't get bris milah now, you do the bris milah at some later date. Okay, so it's possible to do bris milah later, but it's impossible to be machser nefesh achas miyisrael. Freak the chasam soif in a tshuva. I don't understand why the Rambam needed that last knitch. It's a beautiful shtickle. The Rambam made a back of the envelope cheshbin of why it makes sense to push off bris milah because of the tzad sakonis nefashis. But did the Rambam need it? What's wrong with saying sakonis nefashis doiches akol? We all know the halacha. The Rambam brings this halacha kama pomim and is yad chazaka. Avada v'chayu ben v'loy shayamus ben. Sakonis nefashis is always doiches akol. Why did the Rambam need this hasof? V'ef shalomu la'achaz man v'ef shalachzer nefesh echad v'yisrael. So my good friend Levi said it's gevaldik. You know what the pshat is? The pshat is because the emes is that really a good cheshbin? Sakonis nefashis doiches akol. Every milah techiach not that way. We turn to Hashem and we tell Hashem, Alecha hiragnu kol hayom. So if Alecha hiragnu kol hayom, so you say meres, you see from the earth that fakert, that milah is doicho sakonis nefashis. So kedai techamina, here it should be different. Zokter Rambam, you're right. But I'll make a cheshbon while you're wrong. Because every milah, if you're going to tell me don't do, so then you just knock down milah forever. But if you're not knocking out milah, you're just pushing it off, then it makes sense. It's a practical cheshbon. You're right. I don't have a gerech to tell you, v'chai ben v'lo yishli yom espen. Because milah techiach, that you don't say v'chai ben v'lo yishli yom espen. But I can make another cheshbon. I could tell you that maybe the reason Milah's doiches akonas nefashis is because if you're going to push it off lagamri, you're not going to have it. But if it's efshel kaim shneim, if you can have a nefesh achas miyisrael and at the same time have the mitzvah milah, maybe over there it's kedai to have both. Kamash mulan, that's what the Rambam says, that it's for that so he needed the hisaf. He couldn't have just said that zakonis nefashis is doiches akol. Because every single milah you see that it's not so poshit that zakonis nefashis is doicha the bris milah. Either way, so we spoke at some raid last week about this grace akasha that Avram Avinu kept calling the Rekula, maybe even had a din of a Yisrael, a Koponim, such a tzad. So why is it that he didn't do the mitzvah milas? I thought a nice segue, again, I'm trying very hard to digress. So a nice segue to that is another very, very famous kasha with regards to Avraham Avinu and keeping Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given, and that is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even Erev Tash, as many chazals, Yaakov Avinu was masakin tchumin. So you see that the other sakdoshim, besides for keeping mitzvahs, they also kept the mitzvah of Shabbos. So why is that so schwer? So it's Yedua, the Mishlo Melech's Kasha. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Omer Reish Lakish, Avi Kechavim Shal Shabbos Chayiv Misa, Avi Kechavim that Kiv Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, Shenemar, V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishpoisu. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Noach. Now Pasuk, the Pasuk over there is talking about Hashem after the Mabul says that from here to forward, there's going to be no more Mabuls, everything is going to be the way, like Yosef Oy L'Kalil, and so Adam Bavura Adam Kiyetza Leva Adam Rabin Urav, and everything is good. It's going to be seasons. I'd call you Meir Aret Zera Vekotzer Vekar Vechaim. At least on the East Coast. Vekayetz Vechayrev Veyot hashtag winks. Veyoyim Velaylo Loyish Boisu. Yoyim Velaylo. So Pasha, it's referring to the season, turning to science. it's referring to nature. But says Reish Lakish, it's not only referring to nature, it's referring to the people as well. And shteita halacha, that the b'nei noyach, this is in Parashas Noyach, yoyim v'layla lo yishpoisu, they have no right to rest. And from there, Reish Lakish said, oyvi kechobin sheshavas chayiv misa. How do you know misa? Azorah shalehem, zui misa. I'm Rabina. Rabina said, afilu sheinu b'sha, even on a Monday. Dafka Shabbos. If they rest on a Monday, that's your day off. Even then, they're going to be Chayav Misa. So, Makshim Oilam, that how could Avram Avinu have kept Shabbos? L'chura, Avram Avinu was a Ben Noach. So, even if he wanted to be Machmer, and he wanted to take upon himself from a chumris, he wants to act like a Yisrael, but l'chura, only the chumri is able to do it. L'kula, it's something that he wouldn't be able to do. So how could he have kept Shabbos? If he keeps Shabbos, he's an Akim Shabbos. Akim Shabbos is Chayim Misa. So this is one of the Mishlo Melech's rayas. So we spoke about the raya from Bava Basra Daf Kuf. This is his raya from Sanhedrin Daf Chesam Adays, that you see from here that Avram Avinu did not have a din of a Ben Noach. He had a din of a Yisrael, afilu l'kula. Even l'kula is a Yisrael. So he had a right to say, ich bin ich kein Goy, ich bin a Yid, and I am going to keep Shabbos. So even though a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, and if he was only going to be a Yisrael L'chumra, then L'chumra would have to be Machmer, that he's also a Goy and not keep Shabbos. Rav Avinu had a din of a Yisrael L'chumra. The problem is that we mentioned earlier that it's really a Machlekes Rishayin. It was a Machlekes between the Chachmei Tzarfas and the Rambam. So Bishleim, according to those Rishayim that hold that Avram Avinu Taka had a din of Yisrael even Lakula, so it's Miyush. That's Avram Avinu was able to keep Shabbos. But the Chachmei Tzarfas who held that Avram Avinu had a din of a Ben Noach, certainly Lakula had a din of Ben Noach, meaning he had to take on chumras of the Ben Noach. He couldn't assume Lakula he's a Yisrael. So how in the world was Avram Avinu able to keep Shabbos? So there's many terutzim that were said to answer this kasha, just like many terutzim were said to answer the previous kasha. But I'll tell you one teretz that Chassam Sofer brings in many places, and that is b'shem his Rebbe, the Hafla, Sefer Panim Yafes, says the Hafla, a Dover Nifla. He says that if you look at the Pasuk says, V'yoyim v'layla lo yishpoisim. And it's from there that Reish Lakish learned this halacha, this Dover Gadol, that Akim Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. Says the Hafla, we know that by the Yid, the Yoyim follows the day. The yoyim is hoylech achar alayla. Vayerev vayehi voiker. It's layla v'yoyim. It's not yoyim v'layla. The pasuk over here says yoyim v'layla lo yishpoisu. So the afla said a chiddush neira. The afla said that this, that layla comes before the yoyim, that's only for a yid. But by a goy, it works just the opposite. By a goy, the night follows the day. Being that by a goy, the night follows the day. So the iser for a goy to keep Shabbos would be to keep Shabbos yoyim v'layla. So for example, Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos would be Shabbos for a goy. What's Shabbos for a yid? It's Friday night and Shabbos day. So he says, gevaldik, it was kimin chomer. Avraham Avinu kept Shabbos Friday night and Shabbos day. Matzah Shabbos, Avraham Avinu did melacha. So once he did melacha, Matzah Shabbos, he wasn't over yom v'layla lo yishpoisu. He wasn't the vatal that is there. At the same time, he was able to keep the regular Shabbos. Azayat Tepanim Yafis Gezach. I saw in the Hakdama to the old Drosh Chassam Sofer. So the Akdama to the Drosh Chassam Sofer. So the Masadr, whoever put it together, so he has a little bio on the Chassam Sofer. He talks about how the Chassam Sofer had two rebbes. He had the Afla and his Rebbe, Muvik, Reb Nosson Adler. And he writes that there are places where the Chassam Sofer was so mistavik to his Rebbeim that he said one shtickle Torah that combined Torah from both of his Rebbeim. And he gives an example, and he gives an example on this Panim Yafis. So he quotes the Panim Yafis. Panim Yosef said, Betuv Tam, Chassam brings this in a few places, to answer this Veltz Kasha, that for the Ben Noach, it's Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos, for the Yid, it's Friday night and Shabbos day. But he says that Reb Nosson Adler asked on this Panim Yafis, he says, Hoteinach, that's very good on a regular Shabbos. But what about Yontif Shechaliyah is Be'erev Shabbos? How did he keep Yontif and Shabbos? So if Yontif falls out on a Friday, so you have Friday, and you have, well, Friday and Friday night, he's keeping Yontif, which the Chayra Goy is not allowed to keep either. Just like the Goy can't keep Shabbos, the Goy can't keep Yontif. Now he's going to keep Thursday night and Friday day, because that's Yontif. And then he's going to keep Friday night and Shabbos day because it's Shabbos. So he was over the Yom V'Layla Lo Yishpoisu Friday day and Friday. I think Lashenu B'Shabbos, the Gemara says. So he was over the Yom V'Layla Lo Yishpoisu Friday day and Friday night in order for him to keep Shabbos. So the Cheshbon works for an ordinary Shabbos. It doesn't work. Hadram Nosson Adler Gezacht. Maybe Maybe that's pshat in this chazal that has mystified people for generations. That is. Avraham Avinu kept kol Torah kula v'afilu erev tafshilin. What? Who cares about erev? You know, the guy said it's not erev tafshilin, it's erev tachumin. He had a whole cheshbon. It's a famous woman guy. Says, why erev tafshilin? Who cares about erev? He's like, do you know why? He's coming to show that Avraham Avinu had a din of a Yisrael, afilu v'kula. And now you bring that out, afilu erev tafshilin. Because if Avraham Avinu needed an erev tafshilin, that means Friday was yontif into Shabbos. He kept yontif and Shabbos. How do you keep yontif and Shabbos? To put him the flos kasha, the velz kasha, the teretz is at Yisrael, like the Mishnah Melech spared. And even the kula. What's the raya? The raya is from the fact, not that he had to keep Shabbos. Shabbos becomes a chaneit. The chachmi tzarfas will also give the chaneit to a Shabbos. The raya is from the fact that he kept yontif, that falls out on an erev Shabbos. That's a raya. That is the punchline. That's the nekuda from afilu erev tafshilon. But I'll tell you just parenthetically, three ha'aras. And we'll end with this. And that is, number one, the Gemara says, afilu v'sheni b'shabbos. What's afilu v'sheni b'shabbos? The Chacham Sofer brings in Teres Moshe b'sheni is Rebbe Dafla. This is also from Dafla. That Dafla said that, why afilu v'sheni b'shabbos? He says, because Sunday is not such a chiddush. He says, because if you're, let's say, in one part of the world, for you it may be Sunday, but for somebody else, it might be Shabbos. Like, just Lasaber Esoizen, Matzah Shabbos on the East Coast is still Shabbos on the West Coast. So, again, Morty, if I see that suntan, I just think of LA. But, so it's, like, that's the way it is. So, the point is, on Sunday, there are places in the world where it's still Shabbos. Being that there are places in the world where it's still Shabbos on Sunday, it's not such a chiddush that a guy that Shabbos on Sunday is Chayv Misa. Valsenoch alts do oiris fin Shabbos. You know what the chiddush is? Afilu b'sheni b'shabbos. Where at this point, there's nowhere in the world where it's Shabbos anymore. Says Olketay the Chamina, he's resting on a Monday? What's the big deal? It's a work day already. Kamash Malon, that even on a Monday, the guy is going to be Chayv Misa. What came to mind was the Gemara Masechtos Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing when a person makes Havdalah. So how are you chosen the Havdalah? So the Gemara brings that there were different nuschais. Rav used to say, Mekadesh Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel used to say, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chayim. The Gemara says, Layat Allah, Abaye v'teimer Rav Yosef, Ahod the Rav. That Abaye, and some say Rav Yosef, was very angry at anyone that took on the minig of Rav, who would say Mekadesh Yisrael. He wouldn't say Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chayim. So why did Rav not want to say Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chayim? So it popped into my head last night when I was learning. I said, maybe this is the reason. Because on Sunday, Be'etzim, there are Oiris of Shabbos. So if there are Oiris and Shabbos, it's not such a Havdalah between Kodesh L'chayim. This is the Chassam Sofer Shtikl Torah. That it wouldn't be a Chiddush that an Akim Shavas is Chayiv Misa if he's Shavas on a Sunday. Because Sunday there's Oiris of Shabbos. The Chiddush is, right, exactly. The Chiddush. It can go till Tuesday, really, with Havdalah.
I hear.
But Al-Kabbara, maybe it's in the Kudim, I'm not Kaddish Yisrael. But if you remember, we once spoke out from Blazer Moshe Horowitz. He said that, why was Abaye Layat Allah? Abaye was Layat Allah. He was so angry. Anybody that does that, he says, because he held, Abaye held, that it shmecked from Natsris a little bit. Because the Neutrim, their Yoim, is Sunday. So somebody that was not willing to be Chaysim Havdalah, saying Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, instead he said Hamkadesh Yisrael. So Mekadesh Yisrael sounds good, but he felt that something doesn't pass the smell test. Maybe there's an element of Christianity over here that he doesn't think that there's such a Havdalah between Shabbos and Sunday. Because maybe Sunday is also Kodesh. So on the one hand, you see Sunday is Kodesh, then again, Abaye was Layat Allah, this far from Blazer Moshe. He says that's why the Gemara said earlier, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda used to also be Chayis and Mekadesh Yisrael. And nobody had a problem with that. For some reason, when Rav said it, they did have a problem. So Blazer Moshe says, because if you know the history, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's time, Christianity had an influence so much, so it wasn't such a pirtza. But it was Dafkin Rav's time where that something they were struggling with, Rabbi's time, where they were struggling with this idea. There was already a kpeda because somebody that was willing to say a mavdu bin kodesh l'chayil, it sounds like big deal. It doesn't what's wrong with that? It's a different nusach. No. So geshmekt, if you appreciate it in the context of the time, there's actually something going on. First aura. Second aura is we mentioned from the hafla that the hafla said that by a yid, the day always follows the night, but by a guy, the night follows the day. So I once saw for Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, who was an enikol the Chassam Sofer, so he brings this from the Hafla, his Zaydis Rebbe, and he says that Yesh Loimar, there's a Dover Omuk over here. By a yid, night, then day. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voiker. By a Benayach, first it's day, And then afterwards, you want to lower the. First it's day, and then afterwards it's night. What's the difference? So he says, the Chazal says, Zikne Ama Oretz, called Manche Maskinin, Daitan Mitapesha Saleya. That Zikne Ama Oretz, when they get older, Daitan Mitapesha, Dafku by David and Melech, Vayiki Zokin, Melech David, that Faker, he got older, and then he steiged as he got older. So he says that by the Goyim, a person is in his prime when he's like 30, 28 years old. But you know, once you reach 30, you're a pleiches ma'ilach. You start going downhill very, very fast. And it's difficult for a person to fully engage and fully appreciate Elam Hazeh. So when you're young, you're reckless, you can enjoy. So that's what Elam Hazeh is really suited for. But the body's really not so conditioned to be able to enjoy Elam Hazeh once a person reaches a certain age. So he said first it's day, because at the earlier part of your life, you're knacking, this ur, it's lichtig. The world is open to you. But then the second part of your life turns choshech. It starts becoming dark. But Klal Yisrael is different. I'll read it to you inside. Lo kein etzleinu b'nei Yisrael. Hayoidim u'mevinim. Tachlis achayim. Lesoif shleimus. Lezakech es aguf. Lirchosh mitzvah z'masam toivim. Bazeh. With such a nahapachu, it's just the opposite. The older he gets, the wiser he becomes. He reaches madrigas that he could have never reached when he was younger. Beautiful poetry. Before the grapes of the mind have yet to ripen, it's still dark. The shuv la'at, but then afterwards, slowly, misnoitzeit, it starts to ripen. It starts to blossom. Oir hashachar, uleis erev, etzol shara umois, oz yi'or lono. And that's vayi erev tchila, v'shuv vayihi boiker. So by the umois ha'olam, first it's boiker, they knack, but then, short while afterwards, they stop being poiches v'hoilach, they start dying a very, very slow and painful death. But Klal Yisrael is just the opposite. Klal Yisrael, Yidden, don't get depressed as they get older. To the contrary, they're growing as they're getting older. They're steiging as they're getting older. If the tachlis is to reach certain levels of chokhmah, certain levels of shlemus, then the older you get, the more shaykh you are to it. When you're younger, how are you supposed to be there? You're building. So the best way for a person to fight, you know, getting old, and it's an uphill battle. But the reality depends on what you're tachlis is. If your tachlis is Olam Hazeh, it's all gashmias, that's what you're all about, then you're right. Then first it's going to be biker, and then right away it's going to be erev. That's zikne amoritz, called manche maskinim daiton mitapeshes aleim. But as it relates to the zikne Yisrael, there it's going to be fa'a carrot. We'll stop here. We'll pick up a little bit more rate on this. Third order?
Sure.
We'll do it tomorrow already.